Greetings, Be Aware people. Welcome to Be Aware Nation, a corporation for evolution. We invite you to interact with us as we explore, develop, and synthesize awareness throughout layered living. We're evolutionizing the way people think, feel, and deal by merging medias into minds that matter. Being aware is a state to put your mind in. Join us as we consciously work to adapt the frameworks, models, and structures that make up all of our present-day operating systems and ownership models. We're here to fully explore the realm of where the ethereal becomes the material. Be Aware Nation is guided by the wisdom of the human spirit, utilizing the laws of science.
Greetings, Be Aware people. Happy New Year. Happy Old Year. Happy All Year.
Happy.
Here we are to celebrate having been together and being together and looking forward to more togetherness. So it's a unique moment in time in everybody's year. It's an opportunity for all of us to look back and look forward, all in the same sort of process. It's a moment in time where awareness really sort of organically and naturally creeps up and takes over almost everybody's process. So it's actually an exciting time of year and a thrilling time. Certainly everybody uses it to celebrate a transformation of self in a unique and sort of glorified fashion given the holiday season. And so how one brings that glory into being for oneself is what we all resolutely lay claim to during this time of year. So it's also a festive, robust, declarative time as well, wherein most people who aren't ordinarily busy communicating their inner selves or their intentions, all of a sudden find an open door to give themselves the right to speak out and to speak what's so for them and to declare themselves in a way in which they ordinarily and uniquely do not do. So the ether is filled with an enormous amount of personal declarations of self. And that is really stimulating in our world.
And so we would like to do the last show of 2007 with today's theme, where we all live to learn so we can learn to live. Where we all live to learn so we can learn to live. Learning to love, sharing to live. Learning to love, sharing to live. So we're transforming ourselves into the new year. And how much of ourselves does it take to live? And what do we have left over that's still useful?
I like that. I think that that's really is, in most ways, it's really what most people, you know, lay claim to as a New Year's resolution. You know, it's an old world way of saying, I've been myself all this time, and I'm willing to recognize parts of the myself that haven't rung true enough to want to carry into this new frame called the New Year. And so it's a unique moment when people really rise up within themselves and within their circumstances and within the results of whatever their old year was and lay claim to a quality of being, a sense of self, of a true risen self. You know, seasonality brings with it a form of understanding and a way of sharing ourselves thematically resonant because they mean something. We celebrate the season of giving, of Christ consciousness, of presence, of, you know, a state of being wherein we all look up. We all look up to the heavens wherein there is some form of deliverance, of some degree of knowing, wherein we will be blessed with an expanded sense of self. And that ideal carries us forward into this time where the new year begins to launch itself. And because we have been embraced and ensconced in the season of giving, wherein this expanded sense of self, this Christ consciousness of attentiveness, of being, has caused us to pay attention to those finer ether communications that we all experience universally that deliver us our interpretations of self and the way in which we come to know ourselves in living. And so that's what we're examining when we say, this is the sort of year I've had, and this is the sort of year I want to have.
And, you know, many cultures across the globe do not, this is not their new year. But I think that the sense of renewal, whatever the date is, there is in every cultural celebration a point in time in that calendar year where that culture celebrates anew. And certainly within the seasons, the winter lays fallow so that the new life may resurrect itself. And that's, I think, just a universal truth, where everyone innately, no matter what their role in life, has some sense somewhere within their consciousness of this renewal. And the beauty of it is that it reminds us is that every nanosecond is an opportunity for renewal. And, you know, sometimes we talk about things in a bigger picture, and we have these frameworks that we think will assist us in creating the skeletal body of our desires. And so we find that those typical resolutions of change have to do with the body, mostly very centric to the body, health, and on whatever level you're seeking it. And then, of course, the mental framework, I'm going to create abundance in my life, I'm going to change my job, I'm going to be more discerning about the relationships I have, I'm going to be more successful in those relationships. And those are all very important frames to shore up so that we can move forward to actually design our desires. But, you know, what does letting go of the old actually mean? And what does bringing in the new really mean? And to really think about that for a minute, what does letting go of the old actually mean, and what does bringing in the new really mean? And it's about that finite and that layered in its detail of having some awareness of what that means to you, because that is the engine that is going to drive your change so that you really can fulfill that design that you're looking to implement. And so you have to become the architect and of that design so that you are finding your expectation is satisfying and robust for you.
It's true, too, though, that you need to actually become the architecture itself.
Well, yeah.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
cellular nature right. of transformation, you know, the significance of altering your being. You know, where does the old leave off and the new actually begin cellularly? When is that transformation
begin in process and complete. And it's really a interesting way of being able to take a look at what, you know, a New Year's resolution as a basic statement, as words, actually can begin to mean when defined in the context of an actual living process. And, you know, clearly one of our mandates as we've gone on here has been about evolutionizing the language of leadership for an LQ living system. How to fulfill your life quotient with a love quotient. How to deliver this true experience of love-filled goodness in every single moment in which we live. How do we share that fundamental love-filled goodness in as expanded a manner as possible, given the nature of our current state of being? And so that's really fundamental to what we say and do. And now that we're looking at this basic annualized ritual wherein we take a moment to share with each other, as we have been doing this past season and now with you, when we say it's interesting this holiday season that there has been such an overwhelming separation, sense of shredding, if you will, a prior skin. There's really been a true visceral feel, sense of everywhere we turned, there was a willingness to let go of prior and previous interpretations of what this season was supposed to deliver and how it was supposed to deliver it.
It was almost as if, you know, the people we were interacting with on every, you know, not just family, but strangers, you know, people that we didn't know from anywhere, just because we were interacting with them on some, for some reason, through commerce or service or whatever, and you could tell that it was almost as if everyone, every individual was observing themselves, observing their environment anew. And so it was almost like a 3D experience of watching people detach from themselves enough to have a new vantage point of how they were operating through their environment, and how that realization of taking in that information was causing them to want to change, you know, this underlying sense of the shift in consciousness that we're all innately feeling.
Yeah, it's the viscerality of letting go of the old and allowing for, even without understanding, intellectually knowing, comprehending, intuitively even, what the new is supposed to be comprised of or is supposed to deliver, there was an overarching sense of willingness to at least embrace whatever might be new. For what was old had already reached a saturation point and a state of obsolescence to be able to deliver any kind of qualitative, living, enlivened sense of deliverance that the season was really about what the normal prior historical transactions of the season were about. So both religiously, culturally, societally, commercially.
So it's essentially, you know, you just talking about this overall shift, this overall change. And, you know, what do we do when we move from here to there? In other words, how does change, quote, occur? And when do we change? And what actually happens to the old ways? I mean, that's pretty fascinating. What, you know, what happens when we change, and then what happens to the old ways? Where do they go?
That's an interesting little vantage point about how people are able to successfully transit into a new way of being versus people who are not quite as successful. And this moment in time where we call it a new year, where we say we're willing to commit to these declarations of selfhood in a new form, and so this is a great time, and as we said, it's one where people that we're excited about because it causes people to use new terms, use new words, use new phrases that describe a state of being, a way of living that is different, that is inordinate to what is so. And to shift the consciousness just to state the words out loud brands the brain in such a fundamentally new manner that it increases and expands the consciousness's capacity to enlarge the scope of being. Nowhere within that process does it torch and burn and fry and frizzle away the prior way of being. It simply expands it. It simply moves it
forward. I mean, we're working towards a more direct, real-time interpretation of our experiences within this state of evolution. The actual process itself, where the changing is actually occurring to deliver ourselves that ever-expanding self, sense of self. And that's what we think, what we call evolutionizing is. The state of being aware of the change while it's occurring. Change equals expansion. That's what you were saying. It's an expanded awareness.
Well, that's what awareness is. The very nature, we've had this a conversation before, that the nature of awareness versus the nature of being. Who is awareness being, or is being aware? And where does awareness and being come together to form a common unified interpretation, perspective, and declaration of that unified self? And so that's what's so compelling about this time of year, where that unified sense of self that has been busy creating all of the various interpretations of itself throughout this prior year has now found itself at this threshold of where the new year is approaching and encroaching on old self, old unified self's ability and capacity to contain that state of being within that current time frame. So just because we're stepping over the threshold of what is artificial that we have created called the calendar and create this interpretation of new year, it is a conscious creation that self uses to align self with purpose. And so the annualized ritual of New Year is a threshold that has been taken up as a common practice across cultures, so that in the societal framework of almost every group of humans, there lies some form of ritualistic declarationing of transforming old self into new self. And when that transformation declaration takes place, what she's saying is, what is occurring? What actually happens? What's going on that makes change occur? How does the function of self differ? And is there a place where I'm able to exhaust out the old? Am I able to send it to the landfill, to the recycling bin, to the porta potty? I mean, the idea of self, the idea of being, the ideal of awareness is an expanded state of being. And so change provides a constant source of expanded self. Change is only, always, expansion. Nothing else is going on other than a layering over and onto our already pre-existing state of being, state of self, new information, new experiences, new understanding, an expanded sense and perspective of capacity. And so that enlarged sense of being that comes through, from, and by change should be one of the most welcoming experiences we humans have.
That's why it should be an actual shared experience in the moment it occurs. And that's, again, that the whole underpinnings of sharing, going back to the holiday season of any culture, is about the shared experience, the sharing of goodwill, the sharing of goods, all of that. And so the shared experience in the moment it occurs, you know, today's technology enables us to actually live in this interconnected mode that gives us this huge advantage in making this real for ourselves. And that is the challenge in our work, in our lives, in everything that we do, is having the language at hand to have that shared experience be real for us and articulated for us in the moment it occurs. And, you know, that's just so critical that these language skills are created, you know, again, to examine your own architecture, if you will, and look at your language, and look at, and perhaps just write down 10 words that you continually use habitually, and really examine what you're saying with that word. And whether that word is perhaps better served by a new word, or perhaps that you wouldn't use that word as much as you find yourself using it. And you begin to notice every time that word comes out of your mouth, you hear that alarm and you go, oh. And it's an incredible exercise to begin to retrain yourself so that your thoughts are actually collectively corralled and then articulated into a very specific experience that you're having, which you are sharing with others. Because it's only through sharing our experiences that we are able to understand how much we're alike, how much we're interconnected and interdependent of each other, no matter how different we may seem. It's our utmost responsibility to share our experiences now. As things move faster and faster, and we've talked about this compression in the shifting of consciousness, it's going to feel a bit like a vice grip in order to squeeze things down into this manageable expansion. You know, It's nanotechnology and it's infinity working simultaneously. And how do you describe that as a visceral experience? So
You try.
You just keep trying.
The significance of where we've been as the human culture is not really experienced in this new form of communication protocol. The kind of consciousness that comes along with a state of awareness that we're all busy experiencing doesn't come with a manual. It doesn't come with a glossary. It doesn't come with, you know, some pre-prescribed way of describing how the pathway is laid down. And so just like forever, a lot of the conceptual ways of perceiving that we speak to and about have been practiced since the beginning of time. And what we're speaking about is some variation on that same main theme. That once aware of the state of awareness, every single other thing that exists makes sense in its own way through your own prism of perception. And that is a personal experience only each of us can have. But each of us do have it. Each of us live lives that are comprised of fleeting nanosecond moment relationships with that type of transformational, transitory, ethereal euphoria. You know, the kind of, you know, momentary illumination that comes along with the prophetic, profound kind of, you know, just states of being that can be derived from all types of behavior outside of the divine, outside of, you know, the state of a grace, outside of the state of, you know, quietude, you know, epiphany that delivers the state of knowing is present and available throughout our human experience and comes to each and every one of us in true form in all types of behavior. And so what we are as humans left to do is to be aware that that epiphany is what it is, and it's delivering what it's delivering, and that it is granting us the kind of awareness and expanded state of consciousness that it does, and find some methodology, some practical protocol, some functional, plausible way of tying those moments, those individually diverse and disparate moments of epiphany, of when the light is right. And you stitch them all together. And those ether communications deliver a fundamental blueprint. That's your fundamental universal ethos. That's how the universal ethos is implanted in your cellular structure. And how you interpret that universal ethos is how your own ethos is brought into being, how you declare yourself in living. And so the more you are aware of how those experiences of awareness are already occurring and grabbing a hold of them and stitching them together so that you're able to interpret your own personal operating system and how it's informed through your own universal operating system's understanding of its relationship to your personal interpretation of that universal ethos, that universal intention, for you mirroring that universal love-filled goodness that is continuing to expand for our own purposes to reflect its bounty. And so that's the greatness of being aware that that's what we get to share. And that's the importance of being able to tie loving into the way we live, so that the way we share not only enriches another's humanity, but expands another's humanity.
And I think, yeah, that's just so it right there, that, you know, that whole sense of giving is truly, you know, give without expectation. Expanding someone else's experience through taking that step to articulate your own is such a simple way of sharing and such a simple way of expanding somebody else's life. And we just so often don't think of it in those terms. You know, if you were to draw a picture or make an animation of somebody's daily life and the duties that they go through, get up in the morning, do this, do that, you know, they're just a bunch of string of activities that are strung together. But what about the person, the being, the consciousness that is operating those functions to create those activities? What if you saw in visual terms the animation of those thoughts? On a commute, you're driving in the car for how many, you know, an hour, say, and you're listening to the radio, you're looking at things, you're taking things in outside in the environment, you're thinking of all of your relationships and other duties. And if you were just to take up literal space with all of that visual information and then multiply that by every single person in every single car on one freeway making one commute on one day, on one morning of the week, that's a lot of, you know, balloons in cartoons where they write in the words. I mean, it's just, you know, a huge vista. And it's a very comical way to think of what it really is all looking like if we could see behind the veil of the common activity. And if we were willing to share just one minuscule droplet of that, What that would inform others.
It's really, I mean, that's the significance of how tremendous our participation and engagement really results in the kind of transformation everybody would like to see happen. But without that level of participation and engagement, so little of the change that everybody conceives of actually does happen. And so these points in time, these conceptualizations that cultures create to cross particular thresholds in consciousness, and we as humans certainly have used the advancing calendar to prescribe for ourselves a general ideal that we should be better off this year than we were last year. And that basic generic statement that gets made, we should be better off than last year. As we form a more unified state of being within the global operating system, our requirements to adhere to a more refined personal operating system becomes far more incumbent on each and every aware human being. And what we are most aware of in that process is the influence everyone's interpretation of the universal operating system causes, creates, and brings to bear. For it is those basic rules of life that are formed within the religious doctrines that make up the fundamental belief systems that have created the fertile fields where warism has played out its fear factor to the degree that it has to enable control to exist so that the types of rules of law could be constructed societally where they fit. And that's a big part of the formula that we are now finally aware of to shine the light on. The where they fit part.
Mm-hmm.
Those rules of life that were translated into a codified way of behaving called religions that embodied the belief systems that caused the people to behave in a particular fashion that were then used as the foundation and fundamentals within a particular area to form and craft new rules of law that societally could be used to further control those people. Has led us to a point in time where now, because of our more unified, global, technologically connected state of being, where at least the information is now present and available in the moment it occurs. That's a tremendous advance in the human story. However, our human brain, that mind with which we have crafted our human family, that creative device that we have all used throughout history to enable the advancement of our technology, that has created the kind of awareness that we share today. For what is awareness if not a sense and state of sharing? It's not unlike if the tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it? If you're aware, who knows? What value is awareness unto itself?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about is this media, the media in today, and how we feel as though the traditional media is giving us information that is so packaged and formulated to essentially brainwash us on some level, and our desire to create media that matters. That's why we say we're merging medias into minds that matter. Being aware is a state to put your mind in, so merge a media into minds that matter. And when we look at our own experience of sharing, you can have your own sense of your own, you are media. I mean, that's what this whole thing about consumer content and the internet has given people the ability to blog, and here we are on internet radio. It's just phenomenal. All the ways that an individual is now the content for media. And the more people that see themselves as media, the more healthy our media landscape will be. You know, 2008, let's talk about making the tradition, if you will, then, of making this coming year a better year with more opportunity in terms of media. This should be a year where each of us grow to make more sense of how we are being personally impacted by all of this media mischief, if you will, and find a creative way to translate that response from that media into our own personal brand of media magic. And so we all are wizards. We all are creators. And the most wonderful thing about sharing that creative process is a form of magic. Because it, like Barry was just saying, do we know if a tree falls in the woods? Do we know if someone is aware? Is it known? You know, what does it mean to be a magician? What does it mean to be a wizard? Would anybody know the little quiet miracle that's being performed every second? Does it matter? No, of course it doesn't matter, because the miracle should be performed no matter what, and the wizardry is in all of our command. So that's a very important way to interact with the world at large, thinking and knowing of yourself as media, as content in this incredibly rich landscape of interactivity that we now all have available to us.
It's really the case. It's well stated. It's you know, those are the layers that exist. To not be present within them is not being aware of them, and not being aware of them is not taking advantage of the state of awareness that we now possess. And to not fulfill our personal obligations, whatever they may be to each and every one of us, how we view ourselves in process, extending that awareness, not only expressing it, not only living it, but in doing so in such a way as to extend that awareness into the living state of sharing, wherein sharing becomes the process of being, wherein that extension of awareness begins the process of sharing, where that creative consciousness of being is the act of sharing. And by extending awareness in this form, by creating the living vehicle of sharing, you are doing what is important to enable awareness to expand and glow brighter, to attract more attention to itself for others to want to share. And so the opportunities that exist now for the ways in which we perceive ourselves to actually become the bridges to the expanded state of awareness, simply via the way in which we experience our state of awareness, the perception of our own capacity to be in extension of that declaration of self when and while it is being made, so that it acts in and of itself as a motivator, as an inspirer inside ourselves, to cause ourselves to conjure up a new interpretation of the expanded sense of self that we're experiencing, so that we can translate it and define it as a declaration of being that extends through the process of sharing that experience to another. That's a living technology wherein that state of awareness is a self-fulfilling process. It is the self-fulfilling prophecy of being human that has delivered us into a conscious state of evolution that creates an opportunity for us to synthesize ourselves into a unified state of being. And that's the most important component of what we have to speak about today. The capacity to look at this threshold as the opportunity to be conscious of our capacity to take hold of everything we've been this year, to take the ends of each one of the threads of each part of ourselves, of each layer of our beings, and the embodiment of all of those experiences, and take those individual threads and weave them together consciously into the new threads across this threshold, into a new and expanded sense of self, where all the layers of ourselves are speaking out about the brilliance and benefit of being able to take with them everything they have become and synthesize every single thing that has been and in every way that you have become yourself into this new way of being. For every piece of information, bad, good, or indifferent, horrifying, frightening, or beautiful, has all been laid in place to paint the picture of your past. As painful or as pleasurable as it has been, it will never be that again, and it will only be more based on your abilities to be able to synthesize in, layer over new experiences that are informed by and intentionally benefited by. That's where awareness comes in, that state of knowing, that state of being in connection with yourself, wherein the deliverance of your declaration is a state of being that is reflected in an expanded state of self. So that's what bounty is, that's what benefit is, that's what, you know, when people want stuff and they speak about stuff that they want in a particular fashion, it's bounty gathered from a particular stated intention. And so all of those factors are basic to being. They're basic to the state of awareness. Again, remember that all goes back to the state of awareness, the state of being. How does awareness and being come together? And where they come together, and once they come together, forevermore lies the opportunity and the ability to design one's desires. And so life's fulfillment is its own declaration of whether or not those desires have been appropriately designed, so they could have been delivered in accordance with that design. So what this threshold this year really represents is an advanced moment in time in human development wherein the global family, human family's consciousness has risen to a particular state of being wherein this type of awareness collectively as well as individually commands itself to continue to expand. Our individual play in this threshold crossing is the opportunity to commit to our own personal conviction that we will extend that expansion and consciously bring about a shared experience through our expanded state of awareness. That by being aware in 2008, I intend to share more of my experience. However I do. However I am able to define anew my expanded sense of self, I will commit to delivering that expanded sense of self and extend it through every single thing I share so that the quality of the shared experience I intend to deliver not only enriches another's humanity, but extends and expands their awareness and their capacity of being. Pure, unadulterated love. That's the living system of love. That quality of being together, that declaration of ethos, logical self, that shared with another becomes the living system of love. That's the way in which we can each and every one of us commit to a process that actually viscerally, in the moment it occurs, begins to stitch together the fabric of a cultural commitment, the quality of being together, the type of community building that we would like to see grow out of our common values that we can now share in new creative forms. It's that language of leadership for an LQ living system that we should look today and celebrate how much of our LQ we were able to rise up this year and how much we want to rise up that LQ next year. That's what we want to share. The commitment to raise up each and everyone's LQ. For when I expand my love quotient, I expand my life quotient. And when I expand my life quotient, I expand yours. And you have my commitment to continue to do so throughout 2008. And I look forward to a completely enlivened opportunity to have this radio show continue to grow and flourish as we expand our capacity to deliver this message. So, welcome, welcome, welcome to an opportunity to cross the threshold of being in such a fabulously new, wonderful way.
I agree. Let's go. 2008 will be great. Open the gate to 2008 because love is the foundation and the destination of everything we do. It's all about giving and receiving love in a beautiful, unbroken circle of just sharing that love. And it's really so simple, as many layered and as complex as our living systems are, the simplicity that you can feel, the manageable way that you can move yourself through life when you simply think of love and sharing. And that's just a great, great foundation to have. So I look forward to my commitment flourishing for your expansion in 2008. And thank you for joining us. And thank you to BBS Radio. It's going to be a fantastic year as well for our family at BBS. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year. See you in the ether.
See you in the ether.
Thank you for joining us, Be Aware people, here at Be Aware Nation, where being aware is a state to put your mind in. So come visit us at BeAwareNation.com until we can continue our conversation next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on BBS Radio Channel 1, where we'll look forward to finding out what you're doing to merge medias into your mind in a way that matters. Remember, life affirms what you believe, so don't believe everything you think. Into it, your way home. See you in the ether.